USDA's final farm income forecast for 2014. Hello, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. Now, how much money will farmers make and what will they spend this year? USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Lower prices received, coupled with higher expenses, means less net farm income forecasted for this year. That's according to USDA's latest farm income forecast for 2014.
Net farm income is forecast to fall by about 22% from 2013.
USDA economist Mitch Morhart says net farm income is now forecasted at just under $97 billion this year.
It would still be about $16 billion above the previous 10-year average.
Net cash income is forecasted at over $108 billion. That's down 19% from the 2013 estimate.
On the crop side, we're expecting a decline of about 12% in 2014. That's $27.2 billion.
However, livestock and dairy producers saw a little more money than in the previous year.
Livestock receipts are expected to increase by more than 14% in 2014. That's about $25.7 billion.
Farm expenses going up are a main reason farm net income forecasts for 2014 are lower as a whole than 2013.
The 14 forecast would be the highest on record, both nominally and inflation adjusted.
But Morhart adds that the rate of farm expense increase in 2013 and 14 will be lower than the previous 2 years.
During both 2011 and 2012, we saw about a 9% annual increase in expenses. For 2014, we're forecasting about a 5.7% increase, and in 2013, it was about 2.5% increase.
Lower net income, leading to less capital investment, and moderation in growth of farmland values are some factors behind the slowing farm asset growth rate. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.